Once upon a Christmas time, a family dreamed of their perfect Christmas. A Christmas to save them and give them a break. A Christmas to save them from spinning the plates, to being so busy, from running in circles and feeling quite dizzy. A Christmas to save them from growing up fast. A Christmas to bring them together at last. A Christmas to show them they're worth all the cost. They're loved and they matter, and nothing is lost. Could Christmas still save them and bring them together? Would Christmas be filled with great things to remember? Could one perfect Christmas save this small clan? What they need is perfection in their Yuletide plan. So bring on the turkey and tinsel and crackers. Bring on the cards and presents in wrappers. Make the time, clear the way. Save the family, save the day. But what if it's more than a day we are after? What if we need more than food, gifts and laughter? Christmas is saved by the baby who came, sent as our saviour, the clue's in his name. Mary and Joe had no home of their own. Mary and Joe left cold and alone. One perfect Christmas won't keep them together, but the saviour they held, who will love them forever. Farmhands out working the hillside night shift came singing and shouting without any gifts. Their joy wasn't linked to the stuff that they gave, but linked to this baby who'd grow up to save. And those who had wealth and something to bring laid it down gladly at the feet of this king. Jesus the Saviour can bring us together. Jesus the Saviour can love us forever. Jesus the Saviour, come celebrate him. Jesus, my Saviour, let Christmas begin.
But God's promise
all evening, really, about the Christmas message. Now, I don't know if you saw the Lidl advertising for Christmas this year. If we can have that up, Jamie, in just a moment. This is what it said. Big on a Christmas that you can believe in. Well, they're right, aren't they? We all want a Christmas that we can believe in. And we're all looking for a Christmas that's got all the things that we want. All the fun, all the parties, all the festive food, all the decorations and all those great presents. And of course, we all love a good Christmas jumper. Now, you haven't seen the full effect of this yet. You see, we love it, don't we? We love all this sort of thing. I personally love Christmas. I love all these different things. But there's something about Christmas that raises our expectations, doesn't it? We think we're going to have the best time of the year. We want to have the best time of the year when we can relax, we can have fun, we can see all our friends and family, we can eat as much as we like, all of that great food that gets laid on for us. And we want to get all the things that we've been hoping for all year. And we want all of this, all at the same time. Not a lot to ask, is it? Well, here we have an ordinary family desperately in search of a Christmas they can believe in. But Mum's got her to-do list, and on her to-do list is everything that needs to happen to make it run smoothly. It might be a bit busy. It might mean a bit of rushing around, but we're going to get this done. It's got to happen, and it's going to happen on time, and it's going to happen smoothly. Well, first of all, though, Mum and Dad both need to get their meetings and all those deadlines, all those important phone calls, all those sort of things out of the way. Those have got to be done and dealt with before we can have any fun. There's, of course, lots of gifts to buy, loads of presents to wrap and cards to write. And that all takes time, but it's got to be done. There's, of course, lots of food to prepare. Christmas, we've got to have our lovely roast dinners. We've got to have all those snacks and treats. So we've got to prepare all those things as well, haven't we? And all of this, while Mum and Dad have got to do all those other tasks, like changing the sheets, ironing your clothes, all of those different tasks that just take so much time. Well, there we go. But what about the kids? It's not just the mums and dads, is it? The kids, well, they've got concerts to rehearse and perform in. They've got to learn their lines for the school plays. You know, loads of lines for those nativities or those special performances you're involved in. They've also got to get presents ready and wrap those presents and write cards for their teachers and all their friends. They've got to have a Christmas jumper that's a little bit itchy, but we've got to wear it, haven't we, on Christmas jumper day at school. Did you have one of those, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. And all of this on top of your homework, your projects, and all of that stuff that you've got to complete before the end of term. Now, all of this is great, isn't it? But it weighs us down. But not only that, with all of that, you've also got to complete the Christmas obstacle course, haven't you? You've got to complete the obstacle course without dropping all of that. So, first of all, you've got to navigate your way over the Christmas nativity. So let's get over that Christmas nativity. Once we've done that, we've got to dodge around those meetings, got to get those done. We don't want to get sick, so we've got to avoid the germs. And we've got to take a quick photo, got to snap that, get that on Instagram. Smile, look happy, good. And then, of course, there's all those Christmas family gatherings you've got to go to. So you need to find a smart outfit to wear on Christmas Day. You've got to look your best for your granny. you've got to have one of Grandma's dodgy homemade mince pies and maybe some of her cookies. So let's shove that down our mouths. And then you've got to get to those family gatherings where you've got to dodge those awkward family members you don't really want to talk to. So let's make our way through the obstacle course. And then, of course, Mum's got to do her embarrassing dance at Christmas time. Good, okay. And all of this while minding your manners and doing as you're told and eating your dinner. Well, well done. You made it. You've made it to Christmas. Take a seat. You can relax. I really hope it was worth it. Let me just move this. You don't have to. I really hope it was worth it. I hope there's something to celebrate at the end of all that. I hope there's good news. I hope there's some space in all of that busyness to find joy. And I hope there's some opportunity to rest and recuperate. And that everyone will know they matter and that they're loved. And that you will feel full and of joy and you'll be excited and completely relaxed all at the same time. Well, something tells me, though, that this isn't quite how this family is feeling. And I wonder if you can identify with this. We work so hard and we try to achieve this Christmas we can believe in, don't we? But under the weight of all that expectation and busyness, we come out the other side actually feeling a little bit disappointed. Maybe a bit exhausted. And maybe even glad it's all over. But this is meant to be the best time of the year, isn't it? Maybe for some people this is actually the hardest time of the year. Brings back awkward, nasty, sad memories, maybe. I wonder, is this the Christmas that you believe in? Or is there something even more special about Christmas that would give us hope, joy, and the rest that we crave? A Christmas we really can believe in. Well, you know what? I think what we need to do, we need to put all of that down. We need to put that at the foot of the manger, which has disappeared. Where's the manger gone? Can we have the manger back, please? We're going to put all of this stuff down. We're going to lay it at the foot of the manger. All of our stress, all of that stuff. Because often these things are piled so high that we can't even see over them. They weigh us down and we can't even see over it to see what Christmas is actually all about. And to see that God has actually given us exactly what we need at Christmas. A Christmas we really can believe in. We're going to read just a couple of verses that have already been read to us earlier just to remind us. So Matthew 1, verses 21 and 23, says this: "She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. She will have a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." It almost sounds like Mary's going to have twins, doesn't it? Did you hear that? Jesus and Emmanuel. Maybe we're going to need a double manger. But actually, the angel tells Joseph that he's to name the child Jesus, but that people will also call him Emmanuel. And these two names help us understand why this baby, the one who we celebrate at Christmas, what it's all about, is doubly brilliant news. He's called Jesus because he's the saviour that we need. That's what the name Jesus means, he who saves. The baby has come to save us from a big problem that affects you, me, and everyone. The baby's come to save us. He's come to save us from all the ways that we have hurt and harmed each other. All the times that we are selfish and put ourselves first. All the ways that we spoil the day and spoil our world. And all this comes from the fact that we shut out and ignore God who made us. And the Bible calls this sin. Sin is what stops us from having the one relationship that would bring us all the joy, hope, and peace that we are looking for. It stops us from being the most important, it stops us from the most important relationship, relationship with God. Sin is what we need saving from. Sin is what weighs us down and stops us from seeing what we really need. Sin cuts us off from God. It ruins everything, bringing pain into the world. And the Bible tells us this eventually leads to death and being cut off from God forever. This is why we need a saviour. We need saving from our sin. But then surely the question is, how can a baby born years and years ago and miles away possibly save the world? Well, the clue is in the second name. He's called Emmanuel because he is God with us. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us. In this baby, we see God come down to sort it out. Jesus is God. And God loves us so much that he didn't turn his back on us and leave us to deal with the mess on our own. He is for us and loves us, and so he helps us. He knows what life is like with all the mess and confusion that we've seen here because he became one of us. He came down into our messy world for us. He came down to deal with our sin by taking the punishment for it on the cross. He came down to mend our relationship with God, to forgive us and welcome us back into relationship with him. And later in his life, Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus understands us, and he knows what we need in every situation. And he is fully able to carry whatever burden you are carrying this Christmas, and he will take it from you. And even more than that, he comes to lift the hardest and heaviest burden, a weight which some of us might not even realize or be aware of. He takes upon himself all of our guilt and all of our shame. And he offers a rest and joy that nothing else in this life compares to. He offers an eternal relationship with him in a new creation that will be pure joy. That's why we sing and shout about this little baby and why we give gifts and dress up and silly jumpers at Christmas. We celebrate this great promise, the great Christmas story, because we are part of this story. It's for us. Jesus came to fill our hearts and homes and hands with reasons to be thankful. This is the Christmas we here at Christ Church Fetcham are big on and really believe in. And we think it's worth celebrating. And we want to encourage you, if this isn't the Christmas you believe in, if this wasn't where you find your joy at Christmas, then we want to encourage you to take a closer look at Jesus this Christmas. And we've actually got a free book that we'd love you to grab on the way out, on the table on the way out, which just explains a little bit more about that. So you can grab one of those for free on the way out. But it's our prayer that you might know the joy of knowing Jesus, your Saviour. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing another very familiar carol. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Christmas. We thank you that it is a time where we can remember that you didn't leave us in this messy world, in our sin, on our own. But you sent your Son, Jesus, to step into this world. God, Emmanuel, God with us. That we can be welcomed back into a relationship with you because he dealt with our sin, Lord. He took the punishment we deserve for it so that we can now come back into relationship with you as forgiven sinners. Lord, we praise you for this wonderful news, Lord, and we do want to know you. Help us to know you this Christmas, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and sing Hark the Herald.